She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
My mother suffered with chronic pain for many, many years, and it was absolutely heartbreaking. And I know a lot of people that deal with these types of issues, so it's so important to have a plan and try to do something to help yourself. Become your own health champion is what Carol Stavely says, and she joins us now. Hi, Carol.
Hi, how are you?
We're great. Carol, you became your own health champion. Andrea and I know that you suffered with chronic pain for years. Why don't you tell us a bit about your story and then how you were able to overcome?
Yes. So 1996 is where it all started for me. I slipped on a wet tennis court and suffered a torn muscle in the hip area. And, you know, for most people, that would just be a few months and back to it, you know, especially I was only 30 years old. But what happened was it cascaded into the surfacing of an underlying chronic pain disorder, which is labeled chronic myofascial pain syndrome, which is really just saying you have pain in your soft tissues and we can't explain it. And so I struggled with stiffness from head to toe, basically. It felt like the muscles and soft tissues throughout my body were made of steel, essentially. And what that did was that predisposed me to just one injury after another. So, for example, you know, sleeping the front porch, if I moved too suddenly, I could tear a muscle. You know, I couldn't even carry a 25-pound baby up the stairs without feeling like I was injuring my elbow or my shoulder. So it really created a major issue in my life in terms of being able to live the way I wanted to live and be active with my kids. It created a lot of havoc and resulted in a lot of days feeling like I was down and depressed and, you know, couldn't live the life that I wanted to live. And this went on for about 13 years, visiting doctors and going to tests and doing all kinds of things that you would normally do in our healthcare system to try to find the answer. And there were no answers, out there, unfortunately, within the traditional route of going, you know, to the doctor's office, which is what we normally do for these things.
So this was an
issue that nobody, it seems, owns, you know, within our medical system. It was very, very frustrating. And what happened was the wake-up call for me was when I was dealing with infertility, actually. So fast forward from 96 to 2001, I was struggling with infertility, wanted to start a family, and in a discussion with a friend uncovered that there was some information on the internet, a government website that showed comparisons between infertility clinics across the country. And I was just shocked to discover that the range of success rates across the country was from 15% to 65%. So I very quickly went to the information about the clinic I was going to in Cincinnati at the time, and it was 25%. And I thought, what? Oh, my gosh. Like, what is this? I thought these places were all called infertility clinics because they know what they're doing, you know. And so it got me thinking maybe not all health professionals are created equal. And so that was step one. I ended up going to a clinic in Denver with a 65% success rate. But interestingly enough, along this journey, going to the best clinic wasn't necessarily enough. Turns out I had educated myself enough to ask, you know, a number of questions. And one of the questions that they couldn't answer for me in Cincinnati, I posed to the doctor in Denver, and he said, that's a really good question, and there's actually a new test for that, and I think we should follow through on that with you because of your particular case. And that actually led to a different treatment approach, which then led to success with my first pregnancy. So that sort of set the stage for me in the building the health champion mindset, right? It was like, wait a second, you know, nobody's going to come and give me the solutions and nobody is going to, you know, knock on my door with the answers. I have to go and find not only the right health professionals, but also ask questions and engage in the discussion and be the one who's responsible for solving my health challenges.
And so what are some of the things that you discovered?
yeah, that mindset started to carry forward into my other health issues.
So what are some of the things that you discovered in terms of how to help yourself?
Yeah, so I began to, you know, look for not only additional medical doctors who could help me, but then I started to think, okay, maybe there's more than just medical doctors who can help me. And I started to really expand my thinking around what is a health professional. And around 2009, finally, after lots of trial and error and searching, and, you know, I actually met with an exercise physiologist. And my goal with her was honestly just at this point, it was like, well, if I can just get a little stronger despite all this chronic pain stuff, maybe I can do more, you know, with my kids and be more physically active, despite the underlying chronic pain issue. Well, I was very, very fortunate in that this exercise physiologist looked at my condition in a very holistic manner. And she asked me, you know, did any of the doctors you saw, did they look at it from a biochemical standpoint? This is something that's happening throughout your whole body. Like, you know, has anyone looked at blood work and treating you from the inside out? And I said, no, what's happened is every time I get an injury, they patch up the injury and I keep going on my merry way with my chronic pain. And, you know,
that happens so often. And that's something that, Carol, we talk a lot about on Naturally Savvy. You've got to do it from the inside out, right, Andrea?
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. I mean, you know, we have to take control of our health because at the end of the day, we are our own doctors in a way that we know our body best and we need to listen to ourselves. So I think that's
absolutely
the key, you know, in terms of doing it. So, Carol, we have about maybe 2 minutes left in terms of helping others who are listening. What can you recommend to people who are going through the same thing that you went through?
Right. So my key recommendations are, you know, number one, first of all, figure out what it is in your life that's going to drive you toward uncovering the solution. So you have to have, I know one of your previous guests had talked about this, the emotional drive to take action. So it's not just about facts and information. So establish that drive. For me, it was being there for my kids, and that was, you know, what kept me searching for solutions. Number two is, you know, when you go to any health professional, make sure you're prepared, you have your questions, that you ask as many questions as possible to trigger their thinking. And if you're not triggering their thinking and you're not seeing the problem solving taking place, then look elsewhere for health professionals who might help you. And then thirdly, just persevere, because, you know, there probably is something out there that can help you get to a whole new level of wellness. And like, you know, you guys know, I was able to get from, I can't even run a kilometer without injuring myself, to 4 years later after this discovery of nutrition and exercise and other approaches, I was able to complete an Ironman triathlon. So, you know, that's my message, is there's hope out there. You know, don't give up.
That's amazing. I mean, Carol, in like 20 seconds or less, how big of a role did food play in your healing?
It turns out that was the underlying issue. Without addressing the nutritional issue, it was a gluten intolerance. There's celiac in my family. So once that was addressed, my tissues were actually allowed to function properly, to flex and to stretch and to weather, you know, the impact of the sports that I wanted to play.
Wow. Impressive story, Carol. And for those of you who are listening, I mean, like you said, like Carol said, there is hope. So if you want to learn more about Carol's story, you can visit her website at carolstavely.com. And you can also follow her on Twitter at Carol Stavely. That's CarolStavely. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter and follow us on Facebook at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay pain-free and have a great day.